Hello and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths, and recorded on Reflection Island in the virtual world of Second Life.
This is the animal messages class right now, so what we're going to do is relax, and I'm going to take you into a sort of, since most of you have been with me for a while on these other and know how to meditate already, I'm going to go through it kind of quickly, and I'm just going to say put yourself in a relaxed position, try to have your spine as straight as possible. Now, this doesn't mean in any uncomfortable way. This just means in a relaxed but upright position. And try to uncross your limbs to let the energy flow, because we're going to be working with energy. Now, if you sit cross-legged, that's fine. That's just, you know, normal. If that works for you and you're used to meditating that way, that's fine. But usually it's not good to sit at a table or something or in your chair cross-legged when you're doing this, is what I'm trying to get at. So then, close your eyes. We're going to do an energy meditation first. Just close your eyes. And I want you... And you guys know that I just program for it, and then I just let these things flow through me. What I'm feeling right now is that we're going to do one based on water for the moment. The relaxation is going to be based on water this time. So, think of yourself in some relaxing, watery situation, whether it would be in a nice hot tub, in a nice bath of warm water, or maybe on a warm day, in a body of natural water somewhere, where you can just sort of lean back, be lazy, and feel supported as you lean back into the water, feeling it supporting you, feeling it hold you up as you breathe deeply and completely and let it out, and let the water support you, just wrap around you, keeping you warm, comfortable, and weightless. And as you breathe, breathe completely. And imagine what the scent would be on a nice warm day. Maybe you've put some scents in the water. Maybe if you're out in nature, maybe you're smelling the scents of nature, the earth and the plants, whatever's going to bring you comfort. Imagine that right now. Imagine it as realistically as you can. And then allow yourself to relax. Check the areas of your body that may be holding stress, particularly up around your neck and shoulder area. You can kind of shrug your shoulders to get rid of that. And then feel the warmth relaxing you, coming in through your toes, up into your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, and your thighs, and just relax your legs, relax them, let the stress go. See it just melting away, and it's gone. And then feel the warmth coming up into your body, your abdomen, your solar plexus area, your lungs and heart. And relax those areas. Reposition yourself a little bit if you have to. And you may find, if you're sitting up, that you can find, when you're relaxed, a center of balance that's much more comfortable than you were before, as I just did. I moved myself a little bit and found a better center of balance. Take a deep breath and breathe. And as you breathe out, let the stress go. Let the tension go. Know you're breathing in prana, you're breathing in energy, and you're releasing things you don't need. And let the muscles relax in your abdomen, in your stomach, in your lungs, your heart. Just let your heart beat easily. Let your breath move easily in and out of you. Then bring the warmth up into your shoulders and your neck, and down your arms, relaxing your arms, feeling the stress leave and the warmth of the water. And breathe. Wiggle your fingers a little bit. Turn your palms face up. And be prepared to receive. Relax your neck, relax your head, relax the muscles in your face. One by one, check the areas, your mouth, your tongue, the muscles around your nose, your eyes, your eyebrows, your forehead. Relax. Take a breath. Let the stress go. Let the warmth melt it away. Your scalp. Let the warmth melt it away. Any stress. And your spine. Feel it warming your spine all the way up. Now that you're warm and relaxed, I want you to think of a beautiful place in nature that you can put yourself. And you'll find that you can pretty easily drift from this wonderful warm water place to another place in your mind, with a path before you, a place out in nature. And see the rocks, see the trees, see the soil and the grass. If it's a desert, see the soil, see the other plants. If it's a forest, see the trees. And if it's some other place, see the details as much as you can. It could even be a beach, whatever this place is. You can see a path before you, and you follow it. Walking easily, and lightly, in a relaxed way, notice the things around you. Absorb the details, absorb the sense of the place, the colors, the way it makes you feel to be here. And then take note of any animals or even people that you see along your way. And if you encounter something on the way to where we're going, please ask it kindly to give you a message, and then thank them for that message. But we're going to a clearing up ahead. There's a clear place where there are cushions laid out for us to sit upon, where we can sit in a circle together, just like we are now in Second Life, and be with one another and relax and ask specifically, our animal guides, please come to us now and give us messages, now and in our dreams, what you need us to know. We know that you have great wisdom. The animal kingdom is possessed of a different wisdom than humans have. Please share it with us. Please share with us your wisdom. And if, as you are sitting in the circle, an animal comes up to you, or if it's a flying animal perches on your shoulder or flutters in front of you, but if you don't see this right away, it's okay, because we've just told them to go ahead and come to us in our dreams. So we can still get the message, even if it isn't right for this moment. And we say, this coming eclipse, a lot of things are due to happen this year. So we're asking for some guidance. And some people are wondering what their totem animals are. And we would need some clarification on that. So bring us your wisdom. And I'm going to leave you for a few minutes. Just a few. Not very long, but just long enough to get your message. So I'm going to give you silence for just a brief time. All right. Finish up now. And as you finish discussing or hearing or listening or asking, you know, you can ask a question of them. But finish up now, because very shortly we have to return. They can come to you in dreams and give you more information now that a connection's been made and permission's been given. Don't forget to say thank you. And stream love to them for what they do, for sharing with you their knowledge and their wisdom. And now, looking around the circle, you realize that you're with your friends this special time. A little bit of time has gone by in your real life world, but in here, a great deal can happen in just a few minutes. Whether you know it or not, you've absorbed some information from this place. And it'll stay with you, and it may take a while to unpack itself. But that's okay. As you easily get up from your cushion, I ask you now to get up and come down, back down the path. And take note of anything you see on the way. Back down the path. Back to your nice, warm, safe, watery place where you are floating and relaxing. And then from there, come back into your real life, or what we call the real life, your conscious life, your awake life. And come back into SL as well, second life. And then just gently, very gently, start to move. Open your eyes.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you in world, and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.